Meeting of
Recording
the
in progress.
Piscataway Township Council to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall have only one opportunity to speak during each public portion, as the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account. We ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Present.
Councilman Espinosa?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Yeah.
Councilman Uren?
Here.
Council President Cahill?
Here. Would you please join me in a salute to our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Are there any comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda?
None at this time.
None. Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the next item. This is open to the public for comments regarding item number 15, which are the consent agenda items. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9 when it is your turn to speak. You will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you will have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you've completed any comments or questions. And this is for the remote attendees right now.
Council President, I'm asking the first remote individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi, this is Jessica Cradeville, 1247 Brookside Road. Can you hear me?
We can.
Great. So I had a question about item number I as in Indigo, authorizing award for contract dispatch furniture through Houston Galveston Area Council Cooperative Watson Furniture Group, not to exceed $143,189.53. Seems like quite a large sum for furniture, and I was wondering if you could provide the number of pieces of furniture and their approximate average cost, or how many employees this is supposed to service, because it seems like quite a large amount for furniture based on what I understand it's going to be used for.
Is there any other question you may have? Regarding,
no, that was my only question.
That is your only one question? Lacey, do you have that information?
This is what we're doing as part of our police radio upgrades, public safety system upgrades, is we're rebuilding a new dispatch center. So we're actually gutting the existing dispatch center. We're temporarily relocating the dispatch center to another part of the police station. And then we need to rebuild the dispatch center. So this is all furniture for the new dispatch center, and it's all specialty stuff. It's the desks, the chairs, the consoles for the 9/11 call takers.
Right. And that's roughly how many employees, just to answer the question of the caller?
It's 20 to 24 hours a day.
So, okay.
Four employees, 24 hours a day.
Okay, thank you. But it's more than just like a desk and a chair. Yeah. Okay. Are there any other callers? Hands raised?
Council President, there are no other callers with their hand raised at this time.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Cedar. And now we'll open it up to the public for any questions of item number 15, which again are the consent agenda items. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. So again, these are for any of the consent agenda items. Okay, seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion on that item. Okay, this will bring us to number 7, which is an ordinance on second reading. This is authorizing the sale of certain lands owned by the Township of Piscataway, which includes Block 11201, Lot 7. This is also open to the public, and it'll be a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing the sale of certain lands owned by the Township of Piscataway pursuant to NJSA 40A:12-13B was introduced on the 6th day of June 2024 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 12th day of June 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 25th, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-12.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. If there's anyone in the public who wishes to comment on this item, do so at this time. I'm going to open up to the remote attendees first. So, again, I'll read the statement about public comments. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you've completed any comments or questions. Cedar, is there anyone with their hands raised?
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised at this time.
Okay, so we're going to close the remote attendee portion and we'll open it up for the in-person public. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will respond if necessary. So open up to the public for item number 7. Okay, seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion. Are there any comments from council on this item? No? Okay, do I have an offer?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Do I have a second?
Second, Councilman Espinosa.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on second reading, and that'll bring us to number 8, which is also an ordinance on second reading. This is authorizing tax agreement with Chatham River Road, LLC, which is at 151 Old New Brunswick Road. It is also open to the public, and it'll be a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, New Jersey, authorizing the execution of a tax agreement with Chatham River Road, LLC, for property within a redevelopment area at 151 Old New Brunswick Road and granting a tax exemption, was introduced on the 6th day of June 2024 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 12th day of June 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 25th, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-13.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. So we'll now open it up to remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, is there anyone with their hand raised?
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Okay, so I'll open it up to the folks here or in person. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address. Know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion or of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. We all have to hold the button down. Keep it held. Thank you.
No problem. Stacy Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. I was just wondering if someone could elaborate on how much the tax exemption is for how long, and whether there is any kind of community benefit negotiation that was undertaken to make sure that the township actually gets some benefit, including the number of jobs that might be created, whether that's going to be reported on or checked on in any way, and what kind of benefit we're getting for not having this company pay taxes or the developer pay taxes.
Yeah, I can tell you that it's a 5-year tax exemption. I cannot tell you what the amount of taxes would have been. I don't have that in front of me. I'm happy to connect with you, tomorrow, and we can get you that information. But it's a 5-year tax exemption.
Does anybody on the council know how much tax we're giving up, or we're just giving taxes away?
I can get you that information, Ms. Berger. Is there any other questions that you had on this?
The questions, only one of them got answered, which was the second one was
that about the jobs.
Jobs, whether there's any kind of tracking, whether if there are other benefits like the use of craft services or local residents being utilized to help develop or redevelop the property.
So this is the property that's across from Bob's warehouse. It used to be SS White. It's been vacant for at least 5 years and sitting there. So the taxes that they're paying are probably pretty low because they've been probably assessed as an empty building. So they're going to refurbish the building, make improvements to the building and to the grounds, and to re-employ people there where there's currently nobody working in the building.
But you don't know how many people, know what the tax exemption is actually going to cost us. It'd be great if we could get that information.
It's going to be like a light manufacturing. So we don't have the details of many employees, but follow up.
Bigger than a bread box, smaller than a Volvo? Like, do you have any ballpark?
I think the building is staying the same. It's the same size. It's the building itself is not changing, the size of it, dimensions.
I understand the building's not changing. That literally has not anything.
Well, you were. I'm sorry.
Employees are going to be there.
I know. I'm sorry. You said bigger than a bread box. So I'm thinking.
I was just ballparking if there's, okay. You knew how many employees were going to be, but nobody does. Understood. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. If there's anyone else in the public wishing to speak, you may do so at this time about this item. Okay. Seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion. Is there any questions or comments from council on this item? No concerns? Okay. Do I have an offer?
Offer.
Yep. We got a first and a second. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes. And the ordinance passes on second reading. To number 9, which is also an ordinance on second reading. This is authorizing the conveyance of portions of vacated Clawson Street and Brook Avenue rights of way to Clawson RP, owner Urban Renewal, LLC. This will also be open to the public, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Conveyance of Portions of the Vacated Clawson Street Rights of Way, Block 3404, Lot 56.01, and portions of the vacated Brook Avenue right-of-way adjacent to Block 3404, Lot 56.01, from the Township of Piscataway to Clausen RP owner Urban Renewal LLC, was introduced on the 6th day of June 2024 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 12th day of June 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 25th, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-14.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. And so this is also open to the public. We'll open it up to the remote attendees first. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, is there anyone with their hand raised?
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. So we'll close the remote attendee portion. We'll open it up for the folks here in person. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. Anyone in the public wishing to comment regarding this item? Seeing none, then going to close the public portion on this item. Are there any comments or questions, council, regarding this item? None? Okay. Then I'll open it up for a vote. Do I have an offer?
Offer, Shaw.
Do I have a second?
Councilman Aaron, second.
Ms. Cedar, would you please take a roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes. And the ordinance passes on second reading. That'll bring us to number 10, which is an ordinance also on second reading. This is authorizing acceptance of deed for conveyance of real properties designated as Block 3402, Lots 5.01 and 12.01. This is also open to the public, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, authorizing the acceptance of a deed for the conveyance of real properties designated as Block 3402, Lots 5.01 and 12.01 on the official tax map of the Township of Piscataway, was introduced on the 6th day of June 2024 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 12th day of June 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 25th, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-15.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. And we'll now open it up to the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you've completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, is there anyone with their hands raised?
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. So I'll close the remote attendee portion and open it up to the public here in person. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. So if anyone in the public would like to comment, you may do so at this time. Okay, seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion on this item. Are there any comments or questions from council regarding this item? Nope, seeing none, I'll put it to the floor for a vote. Do I have an offer?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second, Shaw.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on second reading. That'll bring us to number 11, which is an ordinance on first reading. This is amending Chapter 7, Section 25, Vehicles Over Designated Weight Excluded from Certain Streets. This is a resolution adopting ordinance. Macedo, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 25, Vehicles Over Designated Weight Excluded from Certain Streets, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 23rd day of July, 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do you have any comments or questions from council regarding this item? I'll just say I'm glad to see it on some of these roads to have overweight vehicles there. So it's good to see that. Exactly. Do I have an offer?
Offer, Councilman Espinosa.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on first reading. That'll bring us to number 12, which is also an ordinance on first reading. This authorizing Title 39 enforcement, which is actually bringing in money into the town for 20 New England Avenue, which is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 40, Control for the Movement and the Parking of Traffic on Public and Private Property, to assert Title 39 jurisdiction on 20 New England Avenue, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 23rd day of July, 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Sorry about that. I can't speak. Are there any comments or questions from council on this? And actually, I was wrong. This is not for bringing in money. So I misspoke on that piece. I just want to make sure that's corrected for the record. Okay, so I'll put it out to a vote. Is there an offer?
Councilman, an offer.
Second, Shaw.
I have a second. Thank you. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi? Yes. Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on first reading. That'll bring us to number 13, which is also an ordinance on first reading. This is the authorizing execution of financial agreement with RG Normandy Urban Renewal LLC, Block 3702, Lot 1.02, which is 10 Normandy Drive, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, New Jersey, authorizing execution of financial agreement with RG Normandy Urban Renewal LLC, pursuant to the long-term tax exemption law NJSA 40A:20-1 et sec, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 23rd day of July, 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Are there any comments or questions from council regarding this item? None. I see none. Do I have an offer?
Offer, Councilman Espinosa.
Do I have a second?
Second, Rouse.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Cedar, would you please take a roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on first reading. That'll bring us to number 14, which an ordinance on first reading authorizing addendum to redevelopment plan block 1701, lot 2.03, which is 4100 New Brunswick Avenue. It is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance authorizing addendum to redevelopment plan for block 1701, lot 2.03, 4100 New Brunswick Avenue, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 23rd day of July, 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Are there any comments or questions from council on this item? Seeing none, I'll put it to a vote. Do I have an offer?
For Councilwoman Lombardi.
Do I have a second?
Is that you, Sharon?
Okay, thank you. Ms. Cedar, would you please take a roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the item passes on first reading. So that will bring us to number 15, which are the consent agenda items. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Seeing none, then I'll put it to a vote. Do I have an offer?
Councilman, an offer.
Okay, I have a first and a second.
Second,
thank you. Yes, thank you. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the consent agenda items pass. And that'll bring us to number 16, which are announcements and comments from officials. Councilwoman Carmichael?
Thank you, Madam President. It's just been so hot lately, and the weather has been, so unseemly. I know I have the trouble with my house with my cat running out. So watch your pets. Make sure they have lots of water and try to keep them indoors when the sun is at its highest. I know it's early, but next week is July 4th on Thursday, Independence Day. So wishing everyone a happy Independence Day, and hope that you enjoy time with your family and your friends. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Espinosa?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So we, not to forget that we have our 4th of July festivities over at the Piscataway High School starting at 6 p.m. and the fireworks start at 9 p.m. My kids love it. My family loves it. Just be safe out there. Remember, get there early if you can. Get a parking spot. you know how it goes. And just enjoy. Just again, stay hydrated. It's going to be hot. Look at the weather, prepare, and hope to see you there.
Thank you. And as a Councilwoman Lombardi?
One of the things that you can do when it's the heat is get your kids over to Raritan Rapids and get over to the spray park, because I wouldn't mind going over there and enjoying that. So I'm sure that that's being very well attended during these very, very hot days. So happy 4th of July, everyone. Come join us for the fireworks, as everyone is saying. And that's about it for right now.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Rouse?
Just to say to everyone, be safe, enjoy your family. Thank God for being alive.
That is very true.
Amen.
Thank you. Councilman Shaw?
I got a lot of feedback about our senior center open for cooling center and heating time. A lot of people appreciate for that. And happy 4th of July. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Ahern?
Yes, I just want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July and just want everybody to know that you can park at Piscataway Little League and the bathrooms will be open for you.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Mr. Mayor?
Just an update. As you know, the contractor's working on the install, the solar field on the community center and the senior center. So they'll be out there for at least another 8 more months working on various projects.
Eight more months, you said.
Eight more months.
About 8 more months.
Yeah.
Would you mind, Mr. Mayor, what all the buildings are that are included in that?
It'll be the both libraries, the community center, senior center, Sterling Village parking lot, and a couple other parking lots, and then the two canopies over at police headquarters and down at DPW. So.
Oh, yeah.
And the police building.
And the police building, right.
And our building.
And our building, right, of course. Did they already start work on the Y? Yeah, I thought I saw some. So the canopies.
We're doing the upper roofs right now, yeah. over the gym and the aquatic.
Right, so that it can accept the panels. Right. I bet that is really great over at Sterling Village, the canopies for the cars. That'll be good. All right. Okay.
One more item. I just want to extend my Rally family. Rally was a long time volunteer in town for about 50 plus years, various boards and commissions, and volunteered at many service organizations. I want to count and the condolences to the Natalie Rally family.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Madam President, I did forget one important event that's coming up is the bike road, the Piscataway bike road, July 13th, starting at 9 to 11 a.m. It's a really fun event.
What's the date again?
July 13th.
July 13th.
On a Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's a really fun event. The community gets out there. You learn a lot about biking and safety and traffic signs. And the police department is involved as well. So it's good to get out there and have, you know, just kind of have the kids out there learning all the rules of biking and scootering and whatnot. But please join us for July 13th at 9 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Mr. Dacey?
Nothing to make.
Thank you. Councilor?
No comment. Thank you.
Okay. Just reiterate what everyone else said. And for folks who may not know, Piscataway was where the very first 4th of July was celebrated. And if you are out taking pictures of the fireworks and posting on your social media, you can use the hashtag #FirstFourth, and that'll bring you to a group of people from the Piscataway area who realizes that we did, in fact, have our very first celebration of 4th of July right in Johnson Park. And with the, I guess, the officers up there on Ross Hall Boulevard having a drink or two. And also to Carol, who I had the great pleasure of when I served on the Board of Trustees for the Mettler Bodine House. She was always just a key figure there, pushing forward the history of the town, and wanting people to know the value of that history and never forgetting. And she helped to work on some of the events that we had for the 350th town. She is what I consider to be just the fabric of this town. She was every bit Piscataway, and her family recognizes that very much so. And by the way, if you didn't know, Mr. Mayor, her son is refurbishing the house that she and her daughter lived in, and now she's passed, but her daughter's there. So that, I believe, is a historic house as well, her house there on River Road. And if I'm not mistaken, Councilman, at the bike rodeo, people can get their bikes tuned up too.
That's correct. They can actually get their bikes tuned, checking the brakes, chain, especially for your tires as well. So they'll prep them.
Okay, great. And just as a reminder, that's because the town, for many years ago, starting maybe before Camille Fernicola, but certainly she pushed forward bike paths and sidewalks in this town. And I know our mayor is a big advocate of that, as well as many of us up here on the council. So come on out and partake in all of the different events that the town has. And even on 4th of July, the county park at Johnson Park has a great event for you to come out to celebrate the 4th of July. That'll bring us to number 17. These are the items that'll be on the July 23rd meeting, and this is the agenda session for that meeting. So the first item that'll be on will be an ordinance on second reading. You'll, for the people in the audience, you'll recognize a lot of what you heard at this meeting and first readings. These will now be second readings at that next meeting. So second reading, amending Chapter 7, Section 25, vehicles over designated weight excluded from certain streets. It'll be open to the public, and it'll be a resolution adopting ordinance. Are there any comments or questions regarding that item from the council? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item will be an ordinance on second reading. This is authorizing Title 39 enforcement of 20 New England Avenue, open to the public. It'll be a resolution adopting ordinance. Are there any comments or questions regarding this item from council? Okay, seeing none, that will be on. The next item will be an ordinance on second reading authorizing execution of financial agreement with RG Normandy Urban Renewal LLC, Block 3702, Lot 1.02, which is 10 Normandy Drive. It is open to the public at that next meeting, and it'll be a resolution adopting ordinance. Are there any comments or questions from the council regarding this item? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item will be an ordinance on second reading authorizing addendum to redevelopment plan Block 1701, Lot 2.03, which is 4100 New Brunswick Avenue. It is also open to the public, and it'll be a resolution adopting ordinance. Are there any comments or questions from council regarding this item? Seeing none, that will be on. The last item is a resolution authorizing the 2024 solicitor's licenses. Any comments or questions regarding this item? Seeing none, that will be on. Okay, very good. So now we're going to bring this to number 18, which will be open to the public for the remote attendees. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll close the remote attendee portion. We'll open it up now to the public here. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary.
Khalid Zayed, 831 Hose Lane, Piscataway. Before I talk about what I'm here to talk about, I heard that everybody is telling us happy 4th of July. I'm not really sure if I can celebrate 4th of July this year, where my people are being slaughtered in Gaza and the West Bank every single day. So I don't think I can actually celebrate or attend the fireworks. I just want to make that clear to you guys. I will not even take my family anywhere. It's been very horrible 9 months for us. We've been going through very tough time right now. So I just want to let you guys know that. It's not easy for us. So we've been coming here for almost 6 months now. We've been asking for ceasefire. And all we asked for is ceasefire resolution. That's all we asked for. Unfortunately, we did not get what we asked for. We got something worse. I'm sorry to say this. It's one-sided resolution. Ceasefire is good. We've been asking for the township to pass a ceasefire resolution. We want the fighting to stop. We want the people to stop. We want the death to stop, destruction to stop in Gaza. But the resolution called for ceasefire, but also called for release of Israeli hostages and condemned October 7 attacks, but no mention of attacks on Palestinians, no mention of attacks on Palestinian civilians, hospitals, schools, mosques, churches, no mention of the Palestinian hostages that have been held captive against their will by Israel, even before October 7. And I'm surprised that, like, why this resolution did not call, why was it not being two-sided? Like, why did it not call for the release of the hostages of the children? I have some statistics for you here. There's an organization called Save the Children. In February 29th this year, they said there is a rising number of Palestinians, including children detained without charge in Israeli military system since October 7th. And there has been reports of the children been facing violence and abuse while imprisoned. The number of Palestinian children, 12 to 17, in Israeli military detention, each year approximately 500 to 700 Palestinian children, some as young as 12 years old, are detained and prosecuted in Israeli military court system. I'm not talking about civilian court. I'm talking about military court system. And no mention of that in the resolution. I'm not sure why.
You have 4 seconds.
I've been speaking for almost 3 minutes?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Beit Salam, the Israeli human rights organization, they call the Israeli prison services was holding 184 Palestinian minors in detention. I'm going to stop here, but I'm going to say we are asking for amendment to amend the resolution and either call just for ceasefire or mention the Palestinian hostages. You can't just say Israeli hostages without talking about the Palestinian hostages. I have no problem with the resolution calling for the release of Israeli hostages. I'm not complaining about that. That's not what I'm here for. I'm talking about why no mention of the Palestinian hostages, detainees, children. That's all I'm here for. Please consider amending this resolution. Please think about it. Do the right thing. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Maz Khan, 11 Caldwell. I want to concur with Khalid initially regarding this sort of pall that's been over my heart for the past 9 months or so. It's, you know, I usually look forward to this time of year. It's, you know, the 4th of July, usually the summer, the weather's getting nicer. But again, I'm seeing dead children on my screen every single day. So it is very hard for me, even though I'm not related, I'm not Palestinian, it is very hard for me to enjoy the 4th of July and the summer under such circumstances. After 8 months, this council found the courage to bring up a ceasefire resolution, reflecting the wishes of, I think, the majority of their constituents. The vast majority of Americans want a ceasefire. The vast majority of Democrats want a ceasefire. And the council decided to bring up that for a vote. But it is outrageous that this resolution does not treat people equally. And that is what the crux of the issue is. People's lives are worth the same, whether they are Jewish or non-Jewish, white or non-white. This is the essence of racism, is it not? That one people's lives, one person's life is worth more than another simply on the basis of ethnicity or race. This resolution calls for the release of Israeli hostages, which is all well and good. It does not make mention of the thousands of Palestinians that are held without charge in Israeli prisons. It does not make mention of those people's lives. It does not treat them as equally valuable. as those Israeli hostages. I'm asking you, I'm encouraging you to consider that there is an element of ethnic supremacism that is in this resolution of yours, and it needs to be corrected. It needs to be amended. This resolution condemns Hamas for the violence of October 7th. It does not condemn the IDF, which is on trial at the International Court of Justice for war crimes and genocide. It does not condemn the State of Israel for crimes 10 times larger than that committed on October 7th. Where's the equality there? Palestinian lives are not worth even a fraction of Israeli lives? It's simply outrageous. I understand the majority of you, maybe even all of you, are Democrats. I understand that you guys are politicians. You do your campaigning. You there's a lot of pandering that happens. Let's be frank, right? There's a pandering that happens, and people speak about equal rights and equality and justice. But when it comes down to putting your money where your mouth is, I see racist resolutions. I see resolutions that privilege the lives of some people over others. And it is outrageous. It is unacceptable. This resolution needs to be amended. Again, like Khalid said.
Sir, your time is up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll finish my sentence, if you don't mind. This resolution needs to be amended. It needs to take into account and reflect the vast, vast trauma that the Palestinians have gone through, and by proxy, so many of your constituents have gone through seeing this trauma. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Akins, hold the button down.
Okay, now it's on. It's great.
Yep.
My name is David Akins. I live at Ambrose Valley Lane. I have two issues. I'm going to make them short and brief to give you individuals time to respond. Since 2019, this is pertaining to warehouse noises from the tractors and trailers. What has that been, about 5 years? I and residents on Ambrose Valley Lane have complained, put it in writing. The last correspondence that some of you council people were given was dated April of 2024. That's the first issue. And the second issue, I attended the meeting here, remote access, about a couple of sessions ago. And I asked, and I was getting a response, but I'm not sure who it was intervening. And what I was asking, why can't we get something where to attend in person the zoning board meetings and the planning board meetings? That's how it was before COVID-19. Still bring that issue. Let's get. A response on my initial concern is with the noise coming from 21 Constitution Avenue, tractors and trailers at all hours of night. And for some that doesn't know, I was out there 5:30 in the morning earlier last year taking photos. The tenants went to court. They were fined a modest $250, and nothing's changed. Right now, based on what I sent you in April, I'd like to get a response from the council members who I distributed to.
Thank you, Mr. Akins. So is this still, what is that?
Yeah, Mr. Pavicki has this. I spoke with Mr. Akins. You have to call the police department if there's a noise. That is the official record that we can go after. It's not
calling the day after. It's when the actual action's happening right then and there.
This is not a day after. I went out there at 5:30 in the morning.
Did you call the police department? Yes or no? Yes or no?
In addition to everything, yes.
Yes. Bus login in. That's the official login. And you've been told that numerous occasions. And by the way, that's been a permitted use out there for, I guess, that whole area for 50 years.
I think that Mr. Higgins is complaining about the hours. They're not obeying the law, the letter of the law.
Are there particular hours in which they are not allowed to operate and they're operating in those hours?
Yes.
Well, then that we have to look into
I
that.
I don't know if that's the question, but the board approval would prior board approvals would reflect that in the resolution, correct?
From yeah, right.
Historically, in any commercial zone, there's very rare restrictions on the hours of operation.
Right.
In light industrial.
Right. But if it's the same building that I'm thinking of, it might be there were hours. You know, Mr. Aikens, I'll go back to that application and approve it and check it. But what I would ask is that when you hear their violation of the time that they're supposed to be in and out of that driveway, are you talking about that same building?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So
go ahead.
Call it in. I will follow up with you to find out the hours of operation. I'll follow up with Mr. Pavicki about it to see what more possibly could be done. But we do need the calls into the police department to record it.
Let me say this. Before this meeting tonight, myself and some of the residents from Ambrose Valley Lane met with a representative down at the... And that
from
was
the
waste
company,
of time.
From the-
and they were saying... Well, there is nothing restricting us. Wrong. Piscataway has a resolution, and before those individuals moved in there, they signed off on the restrictions. So there's nothing to start over again. It's already here. It's enforcement. Okay. Now, as far as enforcement, and this is, I informed the code enforcement officer couple of months ago, they have an unauthorized building, a shack on that property.
Mr. Aikens, why don't we take this after the meeting? Let's talk because you're over the 3 minutes.
Oh, I'm trying to say, you know, this isn't something that just happened. It's been going on for 5 years. I said I had two issues.
Right.
The other one's going to be short.
Well, we'll answer it. I have it right here.
Okay.
You have it about the meeting. What is it? The in-person meetings, right. So we'll answer that if you could just have a seat. We're still working on the space over in DPW, right? Right. So we're renovating. It's a space issue right now based upon COVID and trying to make the employees comfortable about their working space. So we're going out to bed in, you said, 2 weeks or so. To increase that space. Once we do that, then we can have a dedicated spot. Right now, employees are using that spot.
I should check back with you or you? Okay, in 2 weeks, approximately.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Aikens. Public wishing to speak, you may do so at this time. State your name and address and note that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments and you hold down the microphone button.
Well, my name is Haseeb Rahman. I live at 93 Carriage Drive. I reiterate the call for this amendment to the ceasefire resolution with my fellow Piscataway residents. In the face of over 37,000 Palestinian men and disproportionately women and children murdered by the Israeli Defense Forces, and as reported by Save the Children yesterday, over 21,000 children either missing under rubble or detained by the Israeli Defense Forces. I reiterate the call for this ceasefire amendment, and I also call upon Mr. Waller. I call upon Mr. Waller and the town council to uphold Palestinian human rights, especially in the face of the reckless actions of our local congressman, Frank Pallone, who, after all the atrocities committed by Israeli forces in Gaza, in his own words on his website, Frank Pallone says he continues to vote for military and economic assistance for Israel, and co-signed a letter with Josh Gottheimer in May, reiterating his support for the Israeli regime. So, Mr. Waller, I know that you and Frank Pallone have endorsed each other's past campaigns and openly support each other's positions on. Mr. Waller, will you commit to reconsidering this relationship, given his blatant disregard for Palestinian life and our taxpayer money?
I'll answer that question. Absolutely not. Frank Pallone's been a very good congressman for Scatterby Township and will continue to be.
He's bad, baby.
Sir, we have a difference of opinions on this, but Frank Pallone's been a very good member of Congress for Piscataway Township.
Very good.
The thing is, this is beyond political alliances. Like, this.
He's been a very good for the government. I may disagree with it, but he has.
Sir, did you want to finish your statement?
Quite frankly, I mean, what Frank Pallone did, I mean, I know, I'm sure John Hsu, because I'm sure even a Republican could have done. I mean, the local data ray operations, I mean, that's, I mean, obviously every congressman will say that they want the best for their township, for their district. So, I mean, what Frank Pallone has done, I mean, for me, it's not nothing special. In the face of the destruction that's being seen in Gaza right now, like, it makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me. And I'm absolutely appalled that you would continue.
Okay, we just disagree on this one.
This is beyond disagreement. His own nephew has been murdered by the Israeli Defense Forces. You're no. Like, this,
sir, you're
is unacceptable.
No,
this is unacceptable.
Your time is up.
I'm glad I got to speak on this. I'm glad I got to show Waller's true face. The ceasefire resolution means nothing in the face of Skagway Democrats' continued support.
Sir, your time is up. Thank you. Somebody else who wishes to speak, you may do so at this time.
Rehan Ahmed, 201.
You need to hold down the button, state your name and address, and note that you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Rehan Ahmed, 201 Hillside Avenue. I just wanted to speak about same thing that Brother Khaled and others have spoken about, the resolution being very one-sided. We need to correct that. We need to fix that. Otherwise, all the claims about human rights, upholding human rights, falls flat right here. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Dina Awad, 306 Grandview Avenue. My cousin is currently in an Israeli torture chamber, and that's what they're called. They're not prisons, because my cousin is not a prisoner, and he's young. He's actually, I call him my nephew. He is in an Israeli torture chamber. Why do you ask? First of all, he had just had a one-month-old, and his wife, again, had just given birth a month ago, when they stormed his home at 4 a.m. and arrested him. And do you want to know why? Because he graduated with a degree in journalism. He is a sweet young man, kind, caring. He's such a good man, so good so that in the torture chamber, he has other people who are with him in the torture chambers, and one of them was released. And immediately, just to show you the characters of Palestinians, this young boy who was released didn't go eat and hang out with his friends and celebrate his freedom. He went to my cousin's wife to reassure her, your husband is okay. He's okay. Yes, there's torture. Yes, there's bad treatment. But you know what? He has been our mentor. He's been in the prisons and he's taking care of all the young children. So when we stand here and we ask you to just give us our humanity as your constituents and just say all hostages, or take hostages out and that we are literally ignored. I want you to understand how hard it is as a Palestinian whose family was not only in the Nakba, where we were displaced in 1948, and my family was murdered, massacred in a peaceful town, not only in 1967, when my own mother had to leave her home and walk to the borders close to Jordan. I can't even tell you how far that is. I stand in front of you and still ask for neutrality. And I am so saddened to hear when this young one mentioned Frank Pallone. Listen, this isn't politics, right? If you want to support Pallone in his political whatever, that's one thing. But the moment that he said that Frank Pallone approved the military aid and you jumped in Mayor Waller and you said, I agree, that is really hurtful. And that really shows us, I mean, I hope that's not what you meant. And I feel like you should clarify that, because to understand the fact that Pallone, whatever he is, the fact that he stands here and he wants to give more money to do this to our families. You know, we've been here, we've been very respectful, and I didn't plan on even speaking today, but that just, I couldn't imagine. And my wonderful, amazing cousin is still in prison being tortured, and there's no day that we, like, there's no trial in sight. There's no trial in sight. How do you think that feels? We are in this town. We love this town. You guys have been amazing so far. And then I hear this. All we're asking you to do is either call for a ceasefire or mention all the hostages, because this has been way before October 7th. My family was murdered in 1948 and again in 1967. And we have been being taken as hostages until 1948. So these hostages, by the way, that were taken on October 7th, or simply for a hostage exchange, but the Israeli military used it as an excuse to massacre and slaughter the people of Gaza. And we haven't been telling these stories because it, you know, it shouldn't really matter. The fact is we should have a ceasefire. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sabine Ahmed, 712 Larry Court, Piscataway.
Please hold down the mic so we could hear you and repeat your name and address.
Sabine Ahmed, 712 Larry Court, Piscataway. I ask for an amendment to the resolution, ceasefire resolution that was passed on June 6th. 4th of July means liberty and justice for all, but it doesn't mean that for the innocent men, women, and children in Palestine. They are being massacred. They're paying with their lives for our taxpayer dollars being handed over to Israeli military to bomb them. There's a massacre after massacre. The resolution calls for release of Israeli hostages. What about the Palestinian men, women, and children that are being killed? They're not even hostages. They're killed. Children are being decapitated. What about them? What about the more than 300 people that were killed in 10 minutes to rescue 4 Israeli hostages? What about those people? Obviously, they don't matter. That's what we get. Also, how can we condemn the October 7th attack by Hamas and not condemn all the massacres being committed by Israeli military every day and night?
Thank you. Sir, hold down the mic and state your name and address.
Bender Abu Atiya, 15 Cannon Court. I'm just going to make it brief and simple. You all are significant people, intellectual people, got there because you're professionals and got elected. So first of all, you have obligation as professionals to respond to Piscataway, to respond to what you see in the news, to respond to the facts that all my colleagues has presented to you and you have seen in your own eyes and heard from neighbors, from friends, from family, and from us. So secondly, you also have obligation as humans, because you're all humans and you see the suffering and the death and the unhuman condition that's been happening over and over. And it was stated even when the first day of this situation started, October 7th, where there were no electricity, no food, no fuel, and et cetera, et cetera. So those are the two things that will leave it on your hand, on your heart, on your mind, the obligations as humans, as professionals, as politicians, as representative of us, the people, to take this much, much more deeper than one single level. It's not just political. It's not just the community. It's not just Piscataway. It's not just humanity. It's all of it and much, much more. So please take that and consider to do something about it here in your homes, in your communities, in your jobs, and on all levels, because this is beyond just politics.
Thank you.
Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. I wasn't speaking on this, but I do want to stand in solidarity with my neighbors and friends and reiterate their call for an amendment to the ceasefire resolution. I think it's really great that you tried to do something on this. It's certainly overdue, but if you can improve it and meet the needs of our community and our residents and answer their call for an additional amendment, I think that would show tremendous leadership and would make everyone very proud to be additionally proud to be a Piscataway resident. So I support that 100%. As a Jewish resident, I think it's really important that we all stand together for peace and justice and to end the killing as soon as possible. I had two quick questions. One, to Council Member Carmichael's comments and Councilman Shaw's comments, the cooling centers are very important at this time of the year. And it's great that we were able to pivot and open the Y during the holiday last week, during Juneteenth. But we really need a plan for what the cooling centers are going to be for the rest of the summer, because it's not going to get any cooler, as far as anyone can tell, for a very long time, unless we do a lot of other things. So I was wondering, I'm going to use all 3 minutes, and then if you want to answer, that's great. And if you don't, that's totally understandable. And so if there is a plan for how to use the cooling centers or what we're going to do around town for cooling centers, that would be fantastic to share pretty far in advance, like on the website, not just on social media, because not everybody is on Facebook or whatever other social media you might be on. But I don't know if there is a plan. And I think that we have gotten as a county committee member, I know myself and other people have gotten questions from our neighbors about what is going to be open and what the town's plan is. So if that's something that you all know and you can share with the rest of the residents, that would be great. And second, the Juneteenth celebration was lovely, especially Councilmember Carmichael, your comments were really wonderful. I was wondering, though, what happened to the pride flag that used to be up there? Because there's a bunch of empty spots on the flagpole. And one of the answers I got was that they had to take it down.
We put it back up.
So okay, great.
Part of what, and I won't take this from your time, I didn't have an opportunity to tell you, is we have done that in the past. I think, you know, is there maybe potential to fly it all the time? Same time, maybe. But last year we did the same. We took it down, flew the Juneteenth flag, took the Juneteenth flag and put the Pride flag back up. So it's back up.
Can't we fly both flags like at the same time? Why not? There's a Ukrainian flag up all year round, which is great. I think we should continue to show solidarity with Ukraine. But is there some reason we could put the pride flag on?
But I'll look into it.
Well, I was wondering if anyone could clarify who makes those decisions. Is there?
I'm pretty sure we're representing everyone at this point with the flags.
Right. I'm asking if there's a reason we can't fly both flags in the month of June for the month of June. Or more to the point, who makes that decision?
Yeah, I mean, just the flagpoles were put up when the Y was being built to fly only one flag each, except for the American flag, which also always has the POW flag with it.
And the Piscataway and the state flag of New Jersey are both on the same pole.
Okay, and we can look into it, but I don't think there was any particular reason why or why not. But it was not any malintent, for sure.
I'm not suggesting there was malintent. I came to ask a question. I'm glad that it's back up, and I would encourage you to consider putting up the Pride Progress flag next year, and not the traditional Pride flag is great, but there's an additional flag that has been developed. That today's actually the anniversary of the release of the Pride flag in 1978. So it's a good time to ask about it and to see what kind of decisions we're making. So could you elaborate, though, on who decides what flag gets flown where? And
No, I don't have any elaboration on the comment.
So how does the decision get made for which flags are flown?
Really relevant?
My 3 minutes, Councilwoman. I can ask a question. You don't have to find it relevant, but I'm asking a question. I'm trying to understand what the process is. If there's someone else I should be asking, I'd be happy to ask them. But
no.
So does anybody know what the progress, what the process is for who decides? It's a pretty straightforward question.
Are there any other comments that you have or questions?
I had asked about the cooling centers. I was trying to ask all my questions before we got into back and forth. So
we'll answer you about cooling centers. Okay.
Our
cooling centers.
Yeah. So we have an emergency management plan that's filed with the county. So the county decides when we need to open centers. It's countywide, so it's just not Piscataway. They notify our emergency management coordinator. Our emergency management plan, which the county has approved, calls for our cooling center to be at the senior center. So what we've done is that's where you go. Last week, we knew the senior center was going to be closed for Juneteenth. So we said for Juneteenth, we'll move it over. I talked to the executive director at the Y. We moved it to the Y.
And that was great. The libraries were also identified as cooling centers, which is super. I just didn't know if that was going to be part of the ongoing plan. And I just want to be able to tell people when they ask me.
Right. So the official cooling center is the senior center. The libraries are also open. We tell people they're open until generally 9 o'clock at night. And depending on what the county wants us to do, we work with the county on it.
That's great. Thank you, Mr. Dacey. The only follow-up question I have is I believe the libraries and the senior center are closed on Sunday. So is there a backup plan for Sunday?
If it were to be on Sunday, we would do it at the Y again.
All right. So I'm great. It would be great if you could put that on the website just so people know and we can direct people to where to go if it's an issue, because it's not everybody gets there, or use the Nixle. That was great too. Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Berger. Yes. Is there anyone else in the public wishing to speak at this time? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion. We're going to adjourn this meeting. Do I have an offer?
Offer.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Any nays? We are adjourned.
Have a good night.